I invite you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 14. On my heart tonight is something that Philip was experiencing with Jesus. In John 14, part of what was going on was the disciples, Thomas first saying, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus talking to him about, "Thomas, you're looking at the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's verses 5 and 6 in John chapter 14. That's verses 5 and 6. "If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." So now Philip says to him, verse 8 of John chapter 14, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." God bless his word to you tonight. It's exciting to see Jesus with these men and the depth of revelation that he's trying to lead them into. At the end of that, when he's talking about asking for anything that you want to in the name of Jesus, well, I've told you this before, but to me, if it is a matter of something being within the circumference of Jesus' name, if it's a matter of what is within his name that we may ask for, you'll have anything that you ask for. He's the only one who knows everything about what's within his name. But when you know that it fits in and seems to agree with God's word, you ask for anything that you believe is fitting with the Lord and see what happens. And if it really is fitting with him, he's going to do it. And if it doesn't happen, there'll be some good reason. And he can even make that plain to us. I'd like to concentrate tonight then on what Jesus and Philip were exchanging. Philip said, "If we can see the Father, that will be enough for us." And I couldn't get away from that. Why is it that Philip would think, "If I can see the Father, I don't care about anything else. That's enough for me"? And I began to think about what's enough for us, just to contrast with that right at the start tonight. What is enough for you? For Philip, he said, "If I can see the Father, it's enough." It reminded me of Moses, with whom I don't know how to compare, except to say, if I'm hungry after God and I want to see the glory of God, that's like Moses. Now, that's about as far as I can go. I've never seen the water part when I've stepped into it, or raised the sword over it, or some of those miraculous things Moses saw. That was fine for him. But I'm going to be happy if God will answer this prayer that Moses gave. "I just want to see your glory, Lord. I'm tired of seeing the glory of this world or the glory of what we can think up. I want to see your glory, Lord. I don't want things to be just as usual or begin to be the mundane or the commonplace. in the work of God and the relationships in God. Lord, where's your glory among us, Lord? The glory that brings that faith to stay true to God when you are under severe trial of your faith. The glory of the Lord that brings life to you when you feel drained and weary of life. Where is the glory of the Lord when you, as we've been saying the last two Wednesday nights, isn't there something God is calling for on the way to prayer meeting? When Peter and John, on the way to prayer meeting, had a man who was raised from his lame condition and got right. When you walk in the lobby of the church on Wednesday night and somebody is standing there, or when you leave your car out on the street or in the parking lot and walk toward this building, Peter and John, on the way to the prayer meeting, saw a miracle of God happen. Something about their heart was like yours is when they wanted to get to the prayer meeting. So just see what God will do. And last week, as we shared about the prayer meeting that Paul and Silas were having, in the condition they were in of feeling bound up by their circumstances, and at the midnight hour beginning to pray and call on God, God answers prayer. God answers prayer at the midnight hour, maybe in a way that he doesn't at noontime. When something is so dark around you, when something is such an urgency with you, doesn't God meet you and answer prayer? So just keep on. And on the way to the prayer meeting, for the glory of God to happen. Well, Moses said, Lord, I can't stand it if I don't see your glory. I can't stand it, Lord, if I don't see your glory. And so God said, okay then, if you're going to be that way about it, I'll hide you in the cleft of the rock. And when I go by, I'll allow you to see my glory. Well, there's something about a hunger after knowing the Father. Moses knew something about God, but he hadn't gotten close enough yet to see the glory. Moses knew about the hand of God, the works of God, but he hadn't gotten close enough to see the glory. Well, when Philip read things like that about the Old Testament prophets, when Philip read things like that and saw things in the Jewish letters from the Old Testament, when Philip heard the teaching in the synagogue every Sunday, when Philip saw that there really was a God that was so great, he finally said to Jesus, Jesus, if I can just see the Father, that's enough for me. Is it enough for us when things are going really nice and easy and we are increasing in strength and we are getting healed and our income is meeting all our needs? Or do we just see that there's so much more than the everyday? Yes, there are needs, but oh, the need to see the Lord in His glory. I don't know tonight how to fully describe that, of course, but I'm going to just work on it for a few minutes. What the Lord is like, what Philip could have been wanting. Now, Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24 is where it's written. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. In other words, don't be satisfied when you can talk about things like that. But let him who boast about this, that he understands and knows me. Oh my. Why would God put a hunger? Why would God put a dream in your heart for that? If he were not going to satisfy it, he is a satisfying God. He does want him to understand and know him. That I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. Do you feel that you have been suffering from a lack of kindness? I hope Wednesday night makes you feel like people around you are so kind that if you fell down, they'd pick you up. If you lost your wallet, they'd go help you look for it. If you were burdened down with a burden, they would help lift it in the name of Jesus. Do you feel you've been treated unjustly in some way? Now God says he'll take care of that and he'll bring justice and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. Jesus Christ made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. For Philip, it was enough if he could see the Father. The psalmist said, "Oh, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord." There's something about those men that had seen enough about God that they just couldn't get enough of it, or they just wanted more until they knew they had enough. Why would Philip say that he could only be contented by seeing the Father? And as I approached that, this is the conclusion I came to. Because of the concept he had concerning God the Father, it made such an impact on him. He wanted more, and he wanted to be able to see more clearly than he had ever seen. And I began to look into some of those things that Philip might have known about God. Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. Psalm 115, verse 3. In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Psalm 115, verse 3. In his heart many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Proverbs 19:21. So seeing the Father can bring a contentment because, as Exodus 3 says, I will make the Egyptians favorably disposed towards this people so that when you leave, you will not go empty-handed. Every woman is to ask her neighbor, any woman living in her house, for articles of silver and gold and for clothing, which you will put on your sons and daughters, and so you will plunder the Egyptians. God the Father can bring a contentment because of the way he's shown himself to Israel. And because the Father can cause the heart of other people to be affected towards you, there's something about God that can make you want to know him better. I will drive out nations before you, he told Israel, and enlarge your territory, and no one will covet your land when you go up three times each year to appear before the Lord your God. You mean the Lord can cause people to not even covet your possessions? That's what God did for Israel. God can move the heart of people to accomplish his will. Ezra is where I found this verse. The Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation about Israel. Ezra 6:22, the Lord changed the attitude of the king of Assyria so that he assisted them in the work on the house of God, the God of Israel. Now, if God could do that, he can change the hearts of world leaders tonight. Jesus had the answer for Philip. In our text, we read, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." How can you say, "Show us the Father"? Don't you believe that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. So Jesus is the Father revealed here on earth. We can say that with clarity. Soldiers fell backwards at the time when Jesus was resurrected because of the power that he had. Peter fell down before Jesus and worshiped him. Something about God the Father was being revealed through Jesus on earth. John 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word was God. And then verse 14 in John 1, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth." God took on flesh. We hear that said, but in the light of Philip's desire, it took on a new meaning for me. Yes, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus, the Father revealed. Philippians 2 says, Jesus Christ, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. He humbled himself. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus, the New Testament, revealing that the Father is revealed through Jesus. The Father, the God of Israel, the God who did miraculous things for them, now comes and is revealed through Jesus Christ. The miraculous things through Jesus then are being carried on by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God tonight is here to do what Jesus said he would do. The Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will take the things that are mine and reveal them to you. When the Holy Spirit lifts up Jesus through you, something wonderful is happening. It may happen when you pray and you begin to pray and thank God for who he is. The Holy Spirit may be giving you prayers to pray that just magnify Jesus, magnify the Father. The Holy Spirit, it says, can move you into intercession and praying prayers of faith for the miraculous works of God to be done. That's the same Spirit that was in Jesus, revealing the Father. The same Spirit that's in you tonight that reveals Jesus, including revealing the Father. There's some connection tonight between what was happening that Jesus said to Peter that still happens in the Church of the Redeemed. It can happen in the Church of Europe. It can happen in the Church of Iraq and Afghanistan and Iran. The believers who are gathered together and the Spirit of God does his work. He's still revealing Jesus, revealing the Father among us. So the conclusion of this to me is something like this. The Father is being revealed as the resurrected Christ affects our very thoughts and our actions. By the word the Holy Spirit gives us, by the work of the Holy Spirit within us, you are the temple. You are the house that the Spirit of God lives in. He reveals Jesus Christ to you and through you. The Holy Spirit manifests the gifts of the Spirit through you to strengthen the church, the other believers. The Holy Spirit manifests the fruit of the Spirit in you to strengthen you and make you what God wants you to be. And so there's something tonight at the close of this for us to grab hold of and say, Jesus, I do believe I see the Father in you. And Jesus, I believe you bring into my life and into this service as we close the works of God. So as we close tonight, I'd like to verbalize in song with you the first one I felt on my heart was, I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus in this place. Sometimes we don't know for sure if we're feeling the touch of God upon us. But when something is illuminated to your heart and in your spirit, I believe you're feeling the touch of the Lord in your life. When something happens in your physical body that brings a renewing, a healing, I believe you feel the touch of God physically. When there is a renewing of your mind by the Word of God, your mind is renewed, I believe you're feeling the touch of God mentally. If you know these words, and join with me, we'll sing it through a time or two.